A number of communities across the state are reporting an increase in early voting this year. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, in some parts of Vermont, more than half of all voters are expected to cast their ballots before Election Day.
In 2014, the last non-presidential election year, roughly 17% of Vermonters used the early voting system. This year, it's believed the number will double on a statewide basis. Roughly 40 states allow early voting in one form or another, and Vermont has the most lenient law in the country. Early voting here starts 45 days before Election Day. Hillary Francis is the town clerk in Brattleboro. 2 years ago, almost 55% of all voters cast an early ballot, and she thinks the number will be even larger this year.
I'd say that we're on par, if not going to exceed what we've done before, which is not unexpected when we look at our turnout for the primaries. That was record-breaking in terms of early voting as well as regular turnout.
Early voting in Vermont has grown steadily over the past 20 years and received a boost when the 45-day time frame was put into place 10 years ago. People can request a ballot by mail and send it back in, drop it off at their town clerk's office, or they can vote at the office in person. The percentage of people using the early voting system varies dramatically throughout Vermont. In 2016, Brattleboro led the state with a rate of 55%, and the lowest was in Belvedere, where just 4% of the residents voted early. Francis thinks voters in Brattleboro are now familiar with the early voting system and see it as a convenient way to cast a ballot.
A lot of people like to vote from the comfort of their own homes and have a ballot mailed to them. I think it's the longer it's around, the more comfortable people are becoming with it, the more common it's becoming, and we're seeing those numbers increasing.
Early voting is also very popular in Montpelier. City Clerk John Odom is a proponent of the system. He thinks it increases voter turnout. Odom says there's a lot of interest this year in this method of voting.
Oh, yes, it's strong. It's robust. We're full steam ahead with voting already. It would not shock me at all to see about 40% of our final vote being cast on early ballots.
Odom is expecting a strong voter turnout in Montpelier this year because he thinks many people view this election as a watershed moment in politics.
Presidential, everyone's always energized, but the energy around this one is every bit as much as the presidential. There's a big statement vote going on here, either pro or con, about how people feel about the administration in Washington.
Up in Newport, the rate of early voting is below the statewide average. City Clerk James Johnson thinks many people in his community still prefer to go to the polls on Election Day.
I think it's kind of a thing they'd like to do in person, most people.
Johnson supports the early voting system because he thinks there are voters who definitely benefit from it.
I think for people who are leaving for the winter, I get a lot of those people in, you know, that are leaving. They want to vote before they leave. And, you know, elderly that can't get down here, they'll call in and ask for a ballot.
State election officials remind people using the early voting system that once they've returned their ballot to their town clerk, they can't retrieve it if they happen to change their mind about any of the candidates. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.